we have high hopes for Tom. You know, he's in our building. I'm sure he's in our building today. And he's really working hard to try to get to that point. I think that's the goal. Anytime you take a player and give him an opportunity to learn like we did with Tom last year, hopefully he has an opportunity to progress this spring and really be really competitive when we head to training camp, because the goal is never to take a player and put him as the third string quarterback and then leave him there. We want him to ascend. That's the hope for Tom. If there's another player that we felt like could come in and push and make that group better, we wouldn't turn our shoulder away from him. But, you know, I think we have a lot of high hopes for Tom, and hopefully he can meet our expectations and do well this spring. You know, Brian Zanders has been in communication with the agents, you know, for our players that are all in that same situation, and he's really handling that. You know, I reached out and spoke with or kind of traded messages with all the players that were down there at the Pro Bowl, and Brandon was one of those. And, you know, but that's a process that'll play itself out here. You know, some of them in the near future and some as we go along here, but don't have anything to report in terms of progress or status or anything like that. Yeah. I think eventually that, you know, that's something we will do. I think that this is always a time where players, you know, kind of tend to get rest and recuperate from the season. We're doing the same thing, evaluating everything that we did. And then in due course, you know, discussions with their agents and then the player themselves certainly can be beneficial. It hasn't taken place yet, but I'm sure that it will, you know, sometime here soon. You know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of players in the same situation. We certainly haven't made any decisions on what exactly we're going to do. And again, Brian's been in contact with their agents. You know, and I understand that's a situation that that you do deal with as a head coach. Certainly, you know, we've got a lot of players that play on our team, and they all feel differently about certain different things, and that's okay. That's part of trying to be a leader and allow them to vent sometimes and then try to harness some of that and use it together and become a team, a better team than we were last year. I'm up to speed on what has happened, and I'm aware of the participation that our players are involved in concerning the trial, but I've not discussed that with them, and I don't really want to go into discussing it up here either. He's a very good football player. There's no question about it. And we had a great season this year in terms of his production. A Pro Bowl year, he did. Had a great year. And you know, I think anytime you're dealing with players and contracts, you weigh a lot of things. And you know, certainly, you know, the fact that we did it already once certainly makes you believe that you can do it again and again and again. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I really fond of him as a good person and certainly played a huge role on our team. So there's a lot of things that go into that, and certainly we're not at any point right now where we've made a decision on exactly what's going to happen. Yep. Yeah. Just, you know, obviously we started the way that we wanted to, didn't certainly finish anywhere near what we had expectations for when we were 6-0 or 8-4, and really the thing I think we're all feeling right now is we're looking and evaluating the things that we didn't do well as the season progressed, and trying to make sure that those same things don't repeat themselves next year, because if we do have an opportunity to start well and start quickly and get out in front of some people in our division and in our conference, you have to have the ability to stay out in front. And we didn't do that. So I think there's a bad taste in our mouths because of that. And, you know, we're working hard to try to make sure that doesn't duplicate itself next year. Yeah, we can. They played an important role in our team this year, and I don't see why that has to change. You know, certainly there's obviously some things that are going to go into this going forward, but there's no question in my mind that could happen. I think it was helpful because they were productive players for the most part. You know, we've since parted with Lamont, but you know, I think anytime you can add a player who's a productive player and can play a role for your football team and help you win, it's a good thing. We didn't bring those players to Denver just because they were from New England. We brought them there because we thought that they could help us win. And you know, they were we had a lot of different groups of players. Some were familiar with me before, some weren't. Some were in Denver and really thrived this year. Some came from other teams that we really didn't have a background with and played big roles for our team. So I think anytime you have good people and they can help you in a lot of different areas, I think that's an important thing. And I think some of those players that you mentioned kind of did that this year. Mike did a great job. Obviously, the improvement that we made defensively, you know, was pretty remarkable. And, you know, no regrets on that. I think, like I said, it was a mutual decision, both parties. And I wish him nothing but the best in Miami. I know he'll do a great job there. And I have great confidence that that Wink Martindale is going to do, you know, a phenomenal job with our defense. And we expect to get better and improve on last year's performance. And I think that's where our focus is, you know, for our defense. No, it was not the case. That was never really the case at all. And you know, I had a relationship with Dean, obviously from being in New England, but I think it was just a case of he was kind of out there and available, and we had an opening, and people seemed to connect the dots, but probably mistakenly, you know, most of that conversation, I think, you know, wasn't really there was no fruit to it. So, you know, Dean I think has moved on to Baltimore, and I'm sure he'll do a great job there. And he and I will continue to have a relationship. It just so having the best thing for us was that Don Martindale was promoted to the coordinator spot. He has great respect. Great respect for him, and our players have great respect for him too. So it'll be a good fit for us. Yeah, I don't think that we didn't do that. This is in it. We didn't make any decisions based on that, but always the input from your players is something that you consider and weigh heavily, because their input obviously matters to us, and what they think about a coach's ability in their room obviously is critical. And you know, Brian talked to me about it. Elvis did. DJ Champ were you know, some of the guys that actually reached out, and we had conversations about that. And I asked some questions, and they provided good insight. You know, some of which I knew, and some of which I didn't. So it's always great when you have players on your team that understand the big picture and what's maybe best for the football team. And their belief and mine, we're the same. And we're excited about the direction we're going to go in. I think Buck did a pretty good job. You know, I think that anytime you have, you know, more than one good football player that you can hand the ball to, you know, you keep both of them fresh. certainly there were times this year where, you know, Buck was injured and O'Shawn maybe carried a little bit more and vice versa. But I think that that's something that we'll always be interested in. And if there's another player that you put into that mix that can share carries and help us move the football, then we're never going to be averse to doing that. I think either one of them alone could do that, you know, if we chose to. And carry a little bit bigger load, but I think that they know their roles, they executed them fairly well, and we'll hope for both of them to improve next year. I think it's a lot of the guys that you see playing that position don't play that position in college football, so. You know, there's a little bit of a leap of faith there with a lot of players that come into the league and play outside linebacker in a 3-4 system. A lot of them are defensive ends, and you've never seen them stand up. We're going to see a bunch of them here in the next couple of days that are going to get worked out for the first time in front of a lot of people doing some of those drills. So, you know, you're right, size-wise, is it exactly what you think about? No, but I think more importantly, you're looking for a player that can be productive in that role. And Elvis obviously was very productive. His arms, even though he's not tall, his arms are 36 inches long. So, I mean, that's always a big help when you're trying to, play against tackles and tight ends. And he knows how to use those. And we'd expect him to improve upon his performance, too, because it's his second year, along with a lot of our players that are playing in the system right now. Who told you that? I think that first of all, when you're coming up, and that's what I was doing then. Whatever role you're given or however much responsibility you're allowed to take on, you do it with a smile on your face and you try to do the best job you can. I don't know that you can worry about, perception from outside the building. And honestly, if you're doing things with the best interest of the offense in mind and you're standing in front of the room and you're speaking to them and you know what you're talking about and you're very well prepared, I don't think it matters one bit what your title is. And that's kind of my approach. That wasn't what my approach was in 2005. I think that would be good advice for any, coach that may be in a similar situation. I mean, most assistant coaches stand in front of the room by themselves at some point, whether they're the receivers coach, the tight ends coach, and present something to the team. So I think it's all about just doing your job. And if that's what you're supposed to do, it doesn't really matter what your title is. As long as you're prepared, I think the players will listen. And you will command the attention by how prepared you are and how good you make them. Well, I don't know if I can speak about it. Every safety in that situation. I just know with Brian, he's a phenomenal person. I've talked about his spirit and his leadership ability. He understands the game maybe a lot better than 22 and 23 year olds do, obviously. There's no wasted motion with those players because they know where the ball's going and they get there. And so sometimes you say, well, this may have declined or that may have declined, but there's a lot of other things that are getting better. Their understanding of offense and their ability to read keys and so on and so forth is really good by the time they've played in the league for 7, 8, 10 years. And I think that that's probably the case with Darren Sharper and Dawkins certainly had that this year. But I just think their overall awareness at that position. There's so many things that we require of a safety, and I think that's really common across the league that, with experience and age, I think you can actually continue to get better at a lot of those things. You may not run as fast, but I think in certain situations, that's not quite as important as other things are at the safety position.
Josh,
Yeah. You know, Brian, he affects everybody, or maybe infects everybody with his spirit, his leadership. He's a great practice player. Rodney was a great practice player. That's something that I think, you know, we've got younger players, and I think that's common across the league, that don't want to practice as much and don't want to practice hard. And these guys are out there taking scout team reps just to do it more, you know. And I think it's hard to look at a guy like Brian, same thing with a guy like Rodney, and feel like you're working too hard, because they're always working harder than you are. And, you know, that was a great influence for our younger players to see, and hopefully we'll continue to see it for a long time. But he's a special person, special player, and we're very fortunate to have him in Denver. I don't think I look like I age like a decade, do I? No, you know, drank our share of Pepto-Bismol and that kind of stuff, but you know, it was definitely an interesting year, to say the least. Looking forward, very excited about 2010. Our building and everything around our building, I think, is really moving forward. We're looking forward to the spring. We're looking forward to, you know, starting our off-season program here in a few weeks, and our coaching staff is really excited about the direction that we're going in, you know, and hopefully we can do it with a few less distractions. But, you know, that's part of the game. You know, that's part of every team deals with it. We weren't unique. Every city has their share of things that they got to deal with in terms of their football franchises, and that's what we had to do last year. So we're going to move on. We're excited to do it. I don't think it's difficult to evaluate the things that you want them to do once they're in the pocket, because, you know, every one of them is doing it. I think sometimes you need to see them do the same things from under center, but I think it's not too big of a stretch for you to assume they can do it as long as the drop and those kind of things become a habit for them. I think that's the biggest thing we see is with quarterbacks that spend most of their time in the gun, they don't have those consistent good habits built up from under center. And so that's our job to teach them. You know, whether they can read the pattern out the right way or read the defense or see the coverage and all that, you can see all that stuff from the film you watch and the stuff you see them do in the gun. You just have to understand the challenges that come with a player that really hasn't been under center a lot. And the way college football is going, that's just something you deal with, because most of them are in the shotgun more than not. And we're fortunate. We're one of the teams that probably spends as much or more time in the shotgun than any other team in the league. So, you know, there's some carryover there too. I think one thing, Kyle certainly played a big role in a lot of our wins this year, and certainly did a nice job of adapting to our offense. It was his first year in the system. I think any time you take a player, and particularly at the quarterback position, where you're asked to do a lot mentally and physically, and it's, you know, he hasn't even been in our system a year still. I mean, it'll be April until that first year kind of comes around. So his ability to grow in our offense, to understand our offense, to know the nuances of it, and really have that entire freedom to do whatever he wants with the offense, because that's our hope and desire, is that our quarterback does whatever's best on that play. He just does it on his own. And obviously we're teaching him those things, and we're going to try to structure that way. But I think for the quarterback position, you know, time and experience is going to help him in basically every area. He certainly throws the ball accurately. He does a lot of the things that we want our quarterbacks to do very well, and we expect him to improve in a lot of those areas. You got it.